Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to the fifth and final week of our series. We've been talking about five good reasons why devoting more of your life to God makes sense. Faith can be a big leap for some people. It means moving beyond skepticism and believing in things that you can't see, and that can feel a little risky. What if things don't work out? But as we said in the first week of the series, in the end, the rewards that come with faith far outweigh those risks. Faith is worth the risk. That's the first reason. And living a life of faith can also sometimes feel like a battle, especially when you don't see any signs of progress or you feel out of step with other people. It's tempting to give up too soon. But as we said in the second week, God's promises are worth pursuing because God is worth pursuing. And that's the second reason. 2 weeks ago, we talked about how faith helps you make good decisions, and making good decisions builds a good character, and when you have a strong character, God can trust you with more in your life, more blessings and more responsibility. That's the third reason. And then last week was about choosing what matters most, trading lesser things for the greater joy and peace and purpose that come with faith. And that trade-off may cost you something, but what you give up is nothing compared to the value of what you will gain. It's worth the trade. That's the fourth reason. And today we're going to look at one last reason why faith deserves your best. I want to talk with you today about worth fighting for. In life, people protect what's valuable to them. They fight for their health when it's compromised. They fight for their children when they're struggling. They fight for their jobs or for a promotion at work when they deserve it. They fight for their rights in court when they've been wronged, because what you treasure, you protect. In the same way, your faith is worth fighting for. It has enemies. There are a lot of negative forces out there that can pull you away from God. The enemy would love nothing more than to distract you from your destiny with pleasures and temptations. Thoughts will tell you you're too busy, have too many responsibilities to pray every day, to read the scripture, join a small group, or serve in a ministry. Resentment and discouragement over mistakes and failures and setbacks from the past can discourage you from following God's plan for your life in the future. But your faith is a precious gift from God. Not everyone has that gift. It's worth protecting. It's worth guarding. It's worth fighting for. This is what God told the prophet Ezekiel in today's first reading. He lived during a time of great upheaval. Israel had been invaded by the Babylonian Empire, and Ezekiel himself taken into exile. Now they were threatening to conquer the city of Jerusalem itself. That was unthinkable. It was God's holy city. Of course he would protect it, everyone thought. But as a prophet, Ezekiel kept warning the people to change their ways. He knew that's why all this was happening. They had followed false gods, not kept the commandments, taken advantage of the poor. They had strayed off course, and Ezekiel was the voice of reason, calling them back, encouraging them to make their faith a priority again, and telling them to get back on track with God. But his words, unfortunately, fell on deaf ears. And a few years later, Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians. The city was burned. The temple was destroyed. It was a disaster. After that, Ezekiel started to preach a message of hope and restoration. God would give them a new heart, he said, a new spirit and a new temple. Things would work out in the end, but the people would have to protect their faith. They would have to fight for it. So God said to Ezekiel, that's why God said to Ezekiel, "You, son of man, I have appointed watchmen for the house of Israel. When you hear me say anything, you shall warn them for me." Back then, every city had watchmen. They stood on top of the city walls. Their job was to spot danger before anyone else. When an army appeared on the horizon, they sounded the alarm, blew the trumpet. Everyone else would be prepared for the attack because of the quiet work of the watchmen. The watchmen protected what was valuable, the city, the people, their way of life, before it was lost. There are times when God appoints you to be his watchman today, to stand watch over your marriage, your children, your job, your reputation, and especially your faith. I'm standing here today because God sent a watchman to protect me. His name was David. When I was 13, I went to this private school in Atlanta. It had this big, beautiful campus and, you know, everything you could want, including an equestrian center. Some of the kids there boarded their horses and took riding lessons, but my family couldn't afford that. But I loved horses, so I made a deal with the manager of the stables. We agreed that I would work a few hours after school in exchange for learning how to ride. Well, I was so excited. Every afternoon, I'd muck out the stalls, feed and water the horses, do odd jobs around the property. I loved it. David was one of the staff members there. He was in charge of taking care of those magnificent creatures. He taught me so much about horses that I didn't know and always watched over me in my job. Well, one day, I was shaking out hay in a stall for a horse named Midnight. He was a big, beautiful gelding, a very sweet horse. But on that day, something spooked him. It might have been a noise or a little mouse or a tiny insect. But whatever it was, Midnight suddenly reared up on his hind legs. He was a massive creature, and I was trapped in the stall, no way out. His front hooves were flailing a few inches in front of my face. Without meaning to, he could have easily trampled and killed me. Well, David heard the commotion and raced into the stall. He stood right in front of me and spread out his arms wide to protect me and finally calmed Midnight down. I'll never forget it. He risked his own life to keep me safe. Didn't think twice about it. But see, that's what a watchman does. He steps into danger to protect what's valuable. I very well may owe my life to the courageous man who stood watch over me that day. In the ancient world, the watchman was always the first line of defense. He patrolled the city walls while everyone else slept. He stayed awake all night so others could rest. He stood in the heat, he stood in the cold, he stood in the rain. He stood through long nights where nothing happened because he knew one day everything would depend on him. No one thanked him for a quiet night, but if he fell asleep, even once, an entire city could perish. The watchman's greatest success was just another ordinary day when the city, the people could keep on living. His greatest accomplishments were disasters that never happened. It may be a thankless job, but God has appointed you to be his watchman over your life, over your faith, over everyone and everything you hold dear. And guarding what God has given you is not easy. Sometimes it means waking up early to pray. Sometimes it means saying no to things that other people are doing. No one congratulates the mom, the dad, who faithfully go to work day after day to provide for the family. There's no applause for parents who patiently raise their children in the faith. No one notices the friend who's always serving, giving, and loving loyally behind the scenes. They don't throw a parade for the person who resists temptation day after day. It can be thankless. But Paul says in today's second reading, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. All the commandments, Paul says, are summed up in loving your neighbor. That's because watching over what's important to you is an act of love. It's not the desire to control that stands guard. It's not fear that stands guard. It's love that's willing to make those sacrifices. It's love that stands guard. Sometimes protecting the people, your faith, your family, your friends, means having difficult conversations that you'd rather avoid. That was the point of today's gospel. Jesus set out a simple step-by-step approach to iron out differences. It was a conflict resolution system for his followers. First, he said, simply talk to the other person. Hear them out. Try to patch things up. Usually, that's all it takes. But if not, bring along some friends, not to gang up on the person or to try to intimidate them, but to help them understand the significance of the situation. If that doesn't work, Jesus said, call in the church. Elevate the discussion to the level of faith and the teachings of Christ. And if all else fails, you may have to cut ties with that person, at least temporarily. That's what Jesus meant when he said to treat the person like a Gentile or a tax collector. And that sounds harsh, but your faith is too important to let other people draw you away from the life you were meant to live. It's so important, it's worth protecting. Now, Jesus wasn't saying to be a busybody, a meddler, you know, stick your nose where it doesn't belong and always judge other people. He was saying that we're all supposed to stand watch for one another, stand watch over one another. If someone God has put in your life is going down a bad path, love may require you to speak, just like God told Ezekiel to speak to the people. We have all been called to be watchmen for each other because everyone is worth fighting for. Think about that marriage that stayed together because you had the courage to say something and tell them to get help. Or the teenager who avoided a life-changing mistake because you showed some tough love. Or the friendship that was restored because you were honest and willing to work things out. The addiction that ended because you staged an intervention. The crisis that was averted because you were vigilant. Being a watchman is not easy, and those victories aren't reported on the news. But God sees every time you let your love stand watch. There was a young man named Jim St. Germain. He grew up in one of the toughest neighborhoods in Brooklyn. And by the time he was 15, he had dropped out of school, joined a gang, and was selling crack cocaine drugs on the streets. Most people looked at Jim and saw just another teenager headed for prison, another young life full of potential slipping away. But Jim was arrested, and instead of going to prison, the court sent him to a rehabilitation center at Boys Town. And the counselors there never gave up on Jim. They challenged him, they pushed him, they expected more from him than he expected from himself. They knew that what he had done did not define him. They saw greatness in Jim. But imagine if those counselors had not stood watch over him, if they had not fought for him, he could have very easily ended back up on the streets, spent decades in prison, missing out on the life that God had planned for him. But everything for Jim turned around. He went on to earn his GED, graduated from college, became a nationally recognized advocate for young people. He wrote a best-selling book and was appointed by President Obama to the Commission on Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention. Sometimes the most loving thing you can do is to care enough to tell someone what they really need to hear. One honest conversation offered with love and humility has the potential to change a person's life forever. Those counselors saw the danger and they cared enough to sound the alarm. They stood watch over a young man everyone else had written off. Why? Because love stands watch. Every night, somewhere on the walls of Jerusalem, there was a watchman looking quietly towards the horizon while everyone else slept. Most people didn't know his name. They never thanked him. They simply woke up to another ordinary day because someone was faithful enough to stand watch. This is what God is asking of you: to stand watch over your marriage, stand watch over your children, stand watch over your friends, your job, your integrity, to stand watch over your faith. Because what God has given you is too precious to lose. Love stands watch because what's worth loving is worth fighting for.